tantric orgasms, how to experience orgasm as a deep, sustained state of mind-bending pleasure that lasts several minutes, maybe even an hour or longer. But most importantly, what is preventing you from experiencing this? What is preventing these orgasms from happening?
Want to live a high vibe life with radiant energy levels, juicy sexual vitality, and have great success manifesting abundance in your life? Welcome to the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast, where we dive deep into sexual mastery and how to use sexual energy to magnetize your ideal life.
When I'm referring to tantric orgasm, I'm referring to, for men, a non-ejaculatory state of orgasm that can be sustained for a very long period of time, potentially. And if you think about the ejaculatory orgasm, it's essentially a release. It's a peak orgasm, it's short-lived, it's very sharp onset and obvious duration, then it's over with. And it's very intense, it's very pleasurable, but the problem is that it doesn't last very long. It's extremely fleeting, and you feel deflated afterwards. You feel depleted, and you have to recover, and it actually spends some of your energy. So it's not sustainable to do this over and over, and your body doesn't allow you to. The refractory period is a bit of a self-defense mechanism against overabusing this. Although in the modern age, porn and other excessive sexual stimulation have kind of hacked this to where men are experiencing unprecedented levels of depletion. Whereas the tantric orgasm, we could also call it the valley orgasm, this non-ejaculatory state of orgasm, it's a buildup in your entire body. Whereas the ejaculatory orgasm is basically all this constricted energy, this nervous system information in the genitals because there's nowhere else for it to move because that's been programmed into your body. It explodes outward to discharge. With the full body state of orgasm, the tantric orgasm, you're turning the whole body into a container to hold this buildup of arousal and sexual pleasure, and your whole body can contain way more than just your genitals can. The thing is that this seems like a exotic experience. Like it's a rare thing in the modern world to have this type of orgasm. But I believe that this is our natural state. This is what's meant to be our natural experience of sex and sexuality and orgasm. The thing is that we got programmed through porn, through conditioning around sexuality to have an extremely, extremely limited experience of sex and sexual pleasure. Because there's so much shame around sexuality, so much shame, especially around self-pleasure for men in our teenage years, we learned to do it very secretly, very quickly and very quietly. And, you know, we all wanted to do it. We all enjoyed it, but it was like this external pressure of like, well, if you get caught, Jimmy, it's going to be embarrassment for life. And it creates this stress around it. So what men typically do is they do it as quickly as they can. They get it over with. And watching porn at the same time, it creates this overstimulated, really a stress-based response to sexual pleasure. And one that creates a very specific dynamic, a very specific experience of sexuality and sexual pleasure, a very limited one. And so if you think about it as like you're wearing a path in your body, a pathway of how you experience sexual pleasure, the ejaculatory orgasm is just one type of orgasm you can experience as a man. There's many others. It's just that's the strongest one because if you think about like creating a path in the jungle, for example, you've been walking through the same path. At some point, this was a brand new sexual experience for you when you first discovered sexual pleasure. And because of the factors I just talked about, you get this strong pathway of the buildup only towards ejaculatory orgasm, a very short-lived buildup, very short-lived orgasm. You've worn that path in the jungle so that it's the easiest path to walk. So when you go in to have sex, to have sexual pleasure, that's where you're going to go. You're going to go back to that pathway because it's what's very obvious and very clear and how your body reacts to sexual pleasure. So when we're learning to have non-ejaculatory orgasms in this sexual kung fu way, we're essentially carving new paths through the jungle. You're taking your machete and hacking some bushes, hacking down some shrubs, and it's difficult because you're in completely new territory. Like, where the hell am I? Like, this is completely different. Like, this doesn't look like the road I'm used to walking. And you start to doubt yourself and you say, why am I doing this? This is now, I'm just going to go back to the old path. I'm going to go back to what's familiar. This is our tendency. But the potential of the new path is one of basically resensitizing your whole body. Our whole body can be an erogenous zone. Because of our masturbation habits, we became so focused on just what's happening in the penis. And this visual stimulation of porn, it creates a very specific dynamic of sex, and that gets locked into our system. So when we go to have sex, we're stuck in that. All we can do is have a bit of pleasure just in the penis and ejaculate. That's what sex is for a man. But to have full body orgasms, you've got to reconnect this circuit, this flow of energy and arousal, pleasure to your entire body. It really is like reawakening your nervous system. This isn't an easy process because you've been doing things in a certain way for so long. Plus, we're so overstimulated as it is. I mean, think about it. I remember when I was very young, you know, when I was first exploring my sexuality, I could become massively aroused very easily, like just like a touch of my testicles or something like that. And that would be enough to make me rock hard. Of course, there's hormone levels and things like that. But there's also this degree of again, this neural network, these pathways we've carved into our response. Porn and just the stress of our daily lives, it overstimulates our system. Spending times on screens, all these these things, it just bombards our system with information. So like things like a subtle touch on the arm, it just doesn't have the same effect on us anymore because we're so used to this overwhelming level of stimulation, which is why when men are transitioning out of watching porn every day, they experience kind of a rewiring period where they feel like they have low libido because their system is recovering from depletion. They feel difficult being aroused because they're used to being overstimulated from pornography for the point that they can't become erect with a real partner. So basically, to get into this experience of tantric orgasm, it's a rewiring process. It's a resensitization process. And it's important to not be goal-oriented with it because this is the biggest barrier men have is they're trying to have an orgasm, trying to have the non-ejaculatory orgasm, trying to force their way into it like the same way as going about an ejaculatory orgasm. It just doesn't work like that. So my first recommendation is don't try to have an orgasm. Release your attachment to orgasming in the first place. That's actually the most important step. And this may seem paradoxical. You're like, well, what the fuck, Jonathan? You were talking about tantric, these amazing tantric orgasms. Now I'm supposed to not focus on it. Here's the thing. Hear me out. When you release this goal orientation, whenever you approach it with an agenda, you're like, I must get to this place, otherwise I failed. That's usually the underlying mindset with this type of work. It's like, I must have this crazy mind-blowing orgasm, otherwise I failed and this is bullshit. That becomes a contrivance. You become so focused on that you start to force your way through what's happening and you aren't aware of what is actually happening because you're trying to get somewhere you're not. You're projected into the future. You're disconnected from what is. So it's all about being in the moment, being in your body. Instead of focusing exclusively on just feeling what's happening in your penis, overstimulating it and creating a lot of tension in your body, like squeezing muscles to try to like squeeze more pleasure out of it, that's the pathway towards ejaculation. You wanna relax, get your whole body involved in the process. Move your body, move your spine, whether it's during sex or self-pleasure, move. Let yourself move. I noticed when I was learning these practices that I tended to just be very stiff, no pun intended, during self-stimulation. Like I wouldn't move. It was just, you know, sitting in the chair stiffly. You know, there's not pleasure in that, not in the whole body because your body's stiff. You must move, let it flow. Move your spine, touch your body, touch your entire body, resensitize it to touch. So instead of trying to have an orgasm, your intention should simply be to be as present as you can with every single sensation, everything that's happening. How intentively can you listen to your body? Can you feel your body? Can you feel every single sensation that's happening and be fully present with it? And the more you can do that, the more you will open up to these deeper and deeper primal states of pleasure. So move your body, touch yourself, or have your partner touch you all over, touch your partner all over. Get the whole body involved in the process. Resensitize your body to touch. Your entire body can become an erogenous zone. Make sound. This is very important. Activate your throat. Vibrate it. Whether that's moaning, sighing, saying fuck yes, dirty talking, whatever it is, use your voice. Our voice creates. We're able to create with our voice. And so creating pleasurable sounds, saying words of pleasure, saying fuck yes, this feels good out loud. You may be surprised at how it starts to intensify the experience. Breathe, 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 breathe. I say this all the time, but this is the most important thing. You keep your breath. Full deep belly breathing. Feel it completely, maybe about 4 seconds in, 4 seconds out. That is the foundation of everything, is the breathing. And just notice if you find yourself thinking, oh, well, I wish I had more. I wish there was more. I wish I was orgasming. I noticed how I was doing this all the time when I was learning this stuff. It was like, well, I wish that it was this big explosive orgasm. Again, be with what is, not with what's not, right? And so your intention is everything here. Your focus is everything. Just like Bruce Lee said, don't think, feel, get into pure animalistic, just feeling sense. And this will bring you fully into the moment. Our minds are often so busy, it's pulling all of our awareness out of our body. So close your eyes and just feel every sensation. Feel, make sound, breathe, move around. And when you're doing all this while you're self-pleasuring or while you're making love to your partner, you start to tap into this deeper realm of just pure sexual pleasure. Enjoy the sensations, enjoy the sexual pleasure, and amplify it, by feeling the rest of your body, by touching your whole body, by breathing, making sound, vibrating, saying fuck yes, all of these things together, and it's going to put you in a state of just deep, powerful pleasure. And let's call that an orgasm. If we redefine orgasm simply as a pleasurable sensation that's outside of our normal day-to-day experience, that liberates us, because now it's like, oh, I see that all of this can be an orgasm, and it can be intensified 10 times and intensified another 10 times. And before you know it, you're experiencing massive, massive levels of pleasure that are way beyond an ejaculatory orgasm, but it's different. It looks different, it feels different, and it is incredibly pleasurable. And there's no release. That's another thing, is like overcoming that addiction to just release the discharge, release the discomfort of arousal is what it actually is, and be comfortable with that. Breathe into the feeling of arousal, breathe into that desire. Let it be a flame that burns you, that drives you, that allows you to create and store that in your body. Let it motivate you throughout your life. Let it drive you to create, to love, to grow, to build, to be. So you're wearing a new pathway in the jungle now. You're exploring uncharted territory, and the tendency is maybe you have one time where you do this, and it's like you've hacked a trail through the bushes. All right, I did it. This is a whole new realm of experience. But sometimes what happens is you lose momentum, you get out of the practice, and because you haven't maintained that path, that trail, it's overgrown again. So you're in the jungle like, shit, well, I'm just gonna go back down to the trail that's familiar. And so that's often part of the process as well. So just understand that it's a discipline, it's an art, kung fu. It's skill attained over hours and hours and hours of training. It doesn't come overnight. No one said it was the easy path, but this is the path of releasing the conditioning, the imprisonment that's been put on our mind and our bodies, and reigniting our limitless capacity to experience massive amounts of pleasure, massive amounts of satisfaction and joy and bliss and fucking awesomeness in life. It's really what it's about being a creator, to be a god of your own life and your own sexual experience.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Sexual Kung Fu Podcast. Make sure you grab my free ejaculation control guide in the description and follow Sexual Kung Fu on Instagram and YouTube.